Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Adam Beasley from the Herald is going to help us out on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. So, Adam, what do we know about Teddy Bridgewater yesterday? How far in advance was this meeting set? Was it a last-minute thing? What do we know?
Yeah, I think yesterday was a perfect example of how silly the silly season is. I mean, we heard Tuesday, not an option. He's staying in New Orleans. He turned down more money to be a backup. And that didn't smell right when I heard that report. That, to me, that seemed like agent spinning. And in the end, it was, because he very much wanted to talk to the Miami Dolphins. He lives down here. He's from down here. And he had an interview set up basically the first minute you could get into the building legally without it being tampering. And so, yeah, the Dolphins are high on his list. Now, here's the problem. The Dolphins don't want to pay him like a franchise quarterback for many reasons. One, they're probably uncertain of how good he is. He hasn't been a full-time starter since 2015. Two, they are in a rebuild mode, and they want to – the strange formula that gets compensatory picks, the more money you spend on free agents, the fewer picks you get next year. So they want to kind of reserve the right to have those additional picks next year. And three, I don't know if Teddy wants to be in this situation. I know he wants to play in South Florida. He's loved the Dolphins his whole life. But it's tough, man. You look at the offensive line, and Laremy Tunsil is the only one you know who's coming back. That's the left tackle is the only offensive lineman you know they have right now. So it's going to be tough for a guy who 3 years ago, his knee basically exploded. He suffered a catastrophic knee injury. Some thought he might lose his leg. And is he going to be in a position where he puts himself at risk behind a bad offensive line? So there are a lot of things at play here.
Do we have any idea what the Dolphins are offering?
Only we know that the Saints are offering 1 year, $7 million. And so the Dolphins, it's been reported, I think, by the Sun Sentinel, 2 for 10. I think that's a little low. It's probably more like 2 for 14, 2 for 15. If something's in that range, Teddy would probably be smart to take the money because, as I mentioned, given his health history, he doesn't know if he'll ever get the opportunity again to be a starter. And the contract he gets this year could make the contract he gets next year and going forward. And so, yeah, money's not going to be great for a guy who hasn't started in 4 years, but this could be a building block for him to get his career back on track.
And so what do we know about Ryan Tannehill's situation? Are they just going to hold on to him until they definitely have a replacement?
Yeah, that seems to be the case. They're under no pressure to cut him. We see most of these cuts that are made, a lot of them are out of courtesy to let a player go and find a new home when it's clear he's not coming back. But some are, you know, they're under the gun that there is a guaranteed money deadline on the first day of the new year that the teams want to avoid, so they cut the player before then. Ryan doesn't have any of that. He's going to cost the same for the Dolphins if he's on the roster now or if he's in the roster in 6 months from now. And so, yeah, they can buy their time. They can wait until the opener until they have to commit to him. And that's probably puts him in a bad spot. He wants to go and find a new job. It'll probably be as a backup. It might be with the Jets. And the Dolphins are limiting his possibilities because teams want to get their roster set. They don't want to wait until August, September to set their backup quarterback. But the Dolphins aren't going to let their starter walk away if they don't have another alternative. Now, there are guys like Case Keenum that are going to be out there. Blake Bortles will be in a possibility. I know that's Tobin's favorite. But the Dolphins don't have any of those guys on their team yet. So until they sign Teddy, until they signed a viable starter, it'd be dumb to let Tannehill walk.
And what are we looking at in terms of offensive line-wise? You mentioned that we only have one offensive lineman that we know is going to be lining up on Sundays and starting for us. Has there been any kind of projections so far in the free agent market or who they're willing to work with?
They're going to be shopping in the bargain bin in free agency. Now, the draft, completely different story. I could see them using three of their first five or six picks on offensive linemen. If they get Teddy as their quarterback and they don't find a guy they love in the first round, I fully expect this to be offensive and defensive line draft. I think they're going to rebuild the trenches. And so when they get their quarterback in 20, the guy is not going to get killed. But in free agency, yeah, they're going to want to get some bodies in here, and they're going to be on the cheaper end. I know Mike Remmers got let go by the Vikings, and he can play both tackle and guard. That might be a possibility. So there are names out there you're going to hear, but nobody that really blows you away.
Is Devontae Parker definitely on this team next season?
100%. He is. They've given him guaranteed money. He is 100% on this team this year. The question is he on the team next year? It's a two-year, very team-friendly deal that after this year they can walk away without any pain at all. These are the kind of deals they've been signing their free agents to. Eric Rowe, all the guaranteed money in the first year. Dwayne Allen, all the guaranteed money in the first year. These short-term deals that are team-friendly, that are basically prove-it deals for borderline starters. And if they develop, if they catch fire, the Dolphins have the rights in 2020.
And with the hot topic of players tampering and recruiting friends and former teammates, we got the Teddy Bridgewater situation with Devontae Parker in Louisville. Has that thing been a conversation piece, according to Devontae Parker?
Oh, I am certain, for a fact, know that Devontae Parker wants Teddy Bridgewater here. And I don't know how much Chris Greer and Brian Flores are going to take the opinion of Devontae Parker, but I do think it would be smart to consider this piece of information. Devontae Parker clearly has not lived up to his draft billing in the pros. But in college, the dude was a baller. And he caught 28 touchdown passes in the 3 years that Teddy Bridgewater was the starter. So Teddy knows how to get him the ball in a way that Ryan Tannehill did not, Jay Cutler did not, Matt Moore did not. So if you really want to unlock the potential of Devontae Parker, it'd be a great corollary advantage to get Bridgewater in here. I'm not thinking that's the only reason you signed him. There's a lot of reasons you pick a starting quarterback, but it would certainly be a point in his column to come here, seeing the success Devontae Parker had in Louisville.
Is Kenny Stills available?
It seems like they have that room pretty set. If they were going to trade him, my guess is it would have been by now, maybe around draft season. It heats up again if a team who needs a wide receiver doesn't get a guy early, so that could be possible. But I think they've got their room set, and it's not that bad of a room. I think people kind of crushed them last year for lack of productivity, particularly Stills, but it wasn't his fault. The ball wasn't thrown his way. I mean, I think it was one of his worst years of his career in terms of targets. They just weren't throwing him the football. So I think that room is pretty set. If they get an offer that blows them away in the draft, I think they would take it. They're all about getting assets for 2020 when I think they will take their quarterback. And so if someone gives them, say, hey, you want a third-round pick in 2020 for Kenny Stills, they'll probably entertain that offer.
And with the Dolphins' main rusher for the most part was 722 yards last season, Frank Gore has departed and gone to Buffalo. Who are we looking at to carry the majority of the load this year for the Dolphins?
It's going to be Kenyon Drake, who was the forgotten man last year, and it'll be Kalen Ballage, who after Gore got hurt was pretty impressive. And it'll probably be a draft pick, and maybe they signed a veteran too. But I think this year, guys, here's how you need to look at this year. Everyone's talking about tanking. I don't think it's about tanking. I think it's about evaluating. They know they're not going to be good for 2, maybe 3 years. So what this year is about is getting as many young, talented players in here and letting them play and figuring out who can be part of a championship roster in 3 years. And that's really what this is all about. So they're going to evaluate Kenyon Drake. They're going to evaluate Kalen Ballage. They're going to evaluate Kenny Stills and Jakeem Grant and Devontae Parker and all these guys that are on the right side of 30 to figure out this roster is built, when they have a quarterback, when they all have an offensive line, when they can make some noise, who's going to be a part of it.
But you know what that says to me as a former player is this is basically going to be 3 years of preseason football. And why would I want to dedicate myself, my body, my time, my efforts to a team that has a massively long extended preseason when I could just try to go ahead and shop and get out of here for maybe a little bit cheaper?
Yeah, it's going to be hard. It's not. I mean, I've already talked to players inside the organization that say, what are we doing this year? Are we really tanking? I think professionalism at some point will come into play. They're still earning a substantial living, and that has to be a motivation, and being on a team next year has to be a motivation as well. It's not a situation anybody wants. Nobody wants to start the season and know you have zero chance. I mean, talk about every member of the Cleveland Browns for the last decade until last year. They knew they had no shot to win, and it affects the morale, it affects the locker room, it affects the culture. And I think that's kind of why they brought in some of these veterans like Dwayne Allen, like Eric Rowe, who have been around a winning culture to know what it takes, because it's going to be rough this year, Romberg. I mean, it's going to be 4 or 5 wins rough at best, and there are going to be some players that check out. The players that do check out, it's going to be telling for the coaching staff or the personnel department when they're building their roster going forward who's in it for real and who's not.
Your best guess, do we know about Teddy Bridgewater one way or another today?
I think we do. The Saints have opened up cap space, and some think that might be for Ziggy Ansah. But if it is to keep Bridgewater, they're going to make a push. And I don't think the Dolphins want to wait around, because every day that passes, fewer and fewer quarterbacks are available. I'm not saying there's going to be a firm deadline, but my sense is the Dolphins are going to have Bridgewater make a choice soon. And if not the Dolphins, they're going to move on.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
All right, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.